that's all thing, you know, whether we really had to expand and look into things and just check and...
Printing of literature? It has actually, according to the...
Whether we're just the thing for the land down there and the sun and the few different places on the sea.
The rules and regulations actually demands that you also take money from the mission to spend on the printing of literature and the propagation of Krishna consciousness through books and other paraphernalia. That's part of also the rules and regulations of the mission. Part of its job, actually. Not only just to give free kshara, but... Jai! Welcome, everybody.
In Balik Seed Man, trying as possible.
Yes, Prabhuji.
But I thought the committee was separate to all of that. I mean, it was just there.
Can we get to that in a minute, Bob?
Well, you're just saying.
No, I'm not getting.
Are we going to start again?
No, yeah, we have to, first of all, this is the first meeting we are having of the full body. We have very good fortune of having the president of our mission here. We all know our Guru Maharaj and also the vice president of mission. That's the way Guru Maharaj has set out in his letter to those of you who have read it or who care to read it. It's all there. We had a meeting at the beginning now. And there's a few things on the agenda that the devotees are talking about, Maharaj, that they want to ask you some questions about the committee. There's a few things they want to know. You know already that there has been some problem, not within the committee, but within the community, about what is the committee, what they should do, or how they should function, or whether they're interfering in certain aspects of their life. Would that be correct? And actually, I think that I'll be right in saying that 95% of the devotees really either are happy or really don't care about what goes on. But there are 5% that care too much. Put it that way?
It's a very loud 5%.
Loud
5%. Loud 5% and a very quiet 95%.
That's correct. That's So that loud 5% has actually caused the most disturbance in our mission. We were doing very well, I think. We were trying to do something and somehow we stumbled each time. And I don't know whether everyone in this committee here, when we sit down and discuss things, we have met now maybe about 15, 20 times we have met since the committee has been formed to discuss matters. Whether we all leave this room as one or we still leave this room as 10 different people. And I think that most time we are leaving this room not as one. So therefore, the dissension continues and makes it difficult. So, Maharaj, a few things we need to know. Whether we should have this committee at all or not. If you say we don't need to have the committee, then you decide what you wish to do with the mission and we can start.
But the point is, the committee as I saw it, Maharaj, was just to oversee the land. So we must establish that.
Right.
That's what, to my understanding.
I shall explain. What Balabhadra Prabhu is saying is that his understanding is that when you made this committee
help
was...
you.
Sorry?
The committee was to help
the
you.
The committee was to help me. That's what the letter said.
Yes.
The committee was to help me to manage the land. And that's his idea. But the letter also says manage the land, building and all activities.
Yes. Yeah, business, the business side of it.
More manager also.
Yes, business.
But activities in that land there don't constitute so much of a business.
Yeah.
The activities are a preaching.
That's the touchy one.
Yeah. So there will always be some contention there.
Yeah.
So we committee has some difficulty to understand what to do there. Excuse me. Thunderbirds? Yes. No, it's not Mike. Sorry, Mike. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Get some of
that. Nada Pasuba. Might be overseas.
Yeah.
I want to ring Calcutta.
So ask Maharaj your question, one question. What do you need to hear from Maharaj? Ask one plain question first. Maharaj can't answer five questions.
No, I'm trying to give an idea.
But Maharaj, I don't know if Mahan can talk for everyone. He can ask the question. Self and a few that everyone might have.
Everyone's got a different idea.
We just agreed we need to know.
We need to know, the first point that everybody, while we were talking, discussed was whether we need to have the committee at all. Whether we need a committee or not. That's the first point we need to know.
And second
point is, if we have the committee, then do the committee only to manage the land or manage the mission? That means we have to also deal with activities of the mission, like preaching program, distribution of literature, things like that. Anything else that anyone can think of?
In a nutshell, is that?
Yes.
Doesn't it? The mission?
That's preaching.
Yeah.
Those two points first, Maharaj, if we can answer.
Who is in the committee and what is his position? Please tell me first.
Okay. Balabhadra Prabhu is the acting chairman when you are not here and when Sagha Maharaj is not here. The rest is committee members, except Tamal Krishna is the treasurer, and you know my position. And this is the only committee we have. We have no other, we have not made any other committees yet. We have one committee, we have that Krishna Balabha Prabhu, Raja Balabha Prabhu and Tharad Krishna Prabhu, they run our Saturday weekly program, the public program. They are running that. That's all we have so far, no? Is that correct so far? That is the only function we have so far.
Like, when you are telling committee, then...
The governing body, no?
Governing body.
We try not to use this word because some people have difficulty accepting governing body. Governing body is here. This is the governing body.
How many?
We are altogether 12 with your holiness and Sagha Maharaj. We have
12. Here is 11.
10.
11, 12.
Right.
We are followers of Prasanna Thakur and followers of Tulasi Vrindavan. Prasanna Thakur, he has one task board, and under the task board, one governing body. But governing body will govern that mission. And Guru Maharaj is having one task board. That is his provider of his mission or not. It is Chaitanya Sarasvatama and running under task force after Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj also was only trustee, sole trustee. In his living time, he was not provider, he was sole trustee. Alone trustee, he is running mission. And after Guru Maharaj, it will come trustee 5. And there one resident, Acharya and Shabai. And one position, who will be president, he will be Acharya. And he is the Shabai of the deity. That is property, is duty's property. And next, rest of 4, they are trustees. They will see Unanimously, it will run very well. Any proposal will come unanimously, they will try to take decision. And if not there, Acharya with one man, he can run that committee, he can run his seva. If not everybody is present, then not quorum is possible, quorum in quorum. But Guru Maharaj has told only one man with the Acharya will be quorum. Here is very important things we are doing. One man will Acharya, if there is quorum, then all power going to Acharya, actually. If he can get one man, then mission will run. And what is, I ask this answer to Guru Maharaj, what he have done. Guru Maharaj said, actually, who is the trustee? Actually, they are positioned as an advisor. They have brain, they have wealth, or they have intention to serve, or service capacity. Anything they will use for the service to the deity. Actually, what will do one? Always he will ask, I shall do this, I shall do that, I shall do that, I shall do that. It is not possible to do what, actually. Then, service to the deity, it is when running under guidance of Acharya. And Acharya's position is unique and supreme in our mission. Then it is formally we are for the showing government we have something. Actually, Acharya, what will tell Acharya Mangijaniya Nabamunyata Kardichi? You must consider Acharya as Lord Bhagavan, Krishna. This is the scripture. Everywhere it said, Acharya man vijaniya nama mandita karichi. And other way, we can say, Bhagavan said, jasya prasadat bhagavat vai, Chakravarti Thakur said, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat, jasya prasadat navati. Then, what is the desire of Acharya? That will be rule, practically. That is the rule, if Acharya not faulty person. Faulty means he is interested with other interest. You know what is fault. He is illegal, doing many things illegal, mundane things. And when it is, then all the trustees, they will be together. And other senior Vaishnavas, they will call and they will make meeting and they can tell against something Acharya. And there must be other senior Vaishnavas. Two Vaishnavas must be present there and all committed together. Then they can tell something against the Acharya. And they will try to rectify the Acharya. They cannot remove. First they will try to rectify him. Maharaj, you are doing this. This is not good. This is not good. Like that. If it is, and he will try to rectify himself, then not will tell anything against him. But if illegally he will sell some property without consent of the governing body, if he will sell some property, he will do this, mundane way he is living, actually with woman, he is very much involved, mundanely. That is very bad qualification of Acharya. Acharya who is big, strict and good character. If his character is bad, gone, and illegally he is using money of the deity and selling the deity's property, he has right to sell. There is one man with him and he can sell. One man with him, he can call a meeting and meeting will be passed. And one man given bribe, he can do that. Also 50% I shall give you to sign. Like that. This is all illegal matter. But anyway, they cannot remove the Acharya. But if his character is very loose and he is losing the property, selling property, etc., then they can call meeting. Otherwise, cannot tell anything against the Acharya. That is, Acharya's position is Guru position. And Guru non-different with Krishna, this is our consideration. And practically, Acharya will manage all the religious function. And he is the supreme. There no governing body will go on. About religious matter, supreme is the Acharya. That way you will choose Acharya, whom you can give your full respect about religious matter. He is perfect man. His direction can give us the kalyan, mangal, auspiciousness. Under his guidance we will be benefited. This way you choose your Acharya. When once you choose, then cannot say very easily anything against him. And he will try to run the seva and everything, and governing body will give advice to them. Actually, this was Guru Maharaj. But now, our mission gone other way.
Spread.
And it is come in Australia, come in San Jose, come in England, maybe in Venezuela, Brazil, their country rules also. We must give respect, otherwise we cannot do their anything. Their government interfering with all and everything. Then their committee must be sanctioned committee will be there and that will be registered. And it is not registered, Chaitanya Saraswati Math Committee. That is, here Acharya is the supreme. And Guru Maharaj not registered his mission, not make registry. One do not want to go under control of the government. That was intention of Guru Maharaj. But for that, many times I told to Guru Maharaj, then Guru Maharaj said, yes, if he wants to make one mission, separate you can do, but not involve with the Sanskrit. Then we make Krishna Anushala Sangha. And there is governing body. And Acharya, all the ruling like Chaitanya Saraswati Math. But there is one governing body for showing to the government. This is our problem for showing. That is, we must expect our friends who will be in the governing body. He has put faith to his Acharya. Otherwise he not will come to the governing. When we will choose someone in the governing, we can believe he has full faith to the Acharya. And what will pass, Acharyas have veto power.
Veto.
Veto power. And why that is veto power? Acharya, what will say, that they will follow happily and respectfully. That is our activity of Vaishnavism. Then, for the showing of the government, we have one committee, that is governing body. But everybody has some special qualification. Somebody can do this, somebody can do that, somebody is expert to make building, somebody expert to preach, somebody expert to collect, somebody expert to printing, somebody expert to running papers, newspapers. And if that type of man chosen in the governing body, then Acharya happily must will depend upon them. Given charge, the Prabhu you do this, Prabhu you do that. This way, cooperatively, we will run and that will be good. And West is, they born in the West, that is with their mental freedom, they born. And it is not India, they blindly they will follow that. Guru Maharaj once told me, if other country will leave you, can leave, that is they are very new and come in the line of Krishna consciousness, maybe they lose their temperament. But Mauritius and Malaysia, they not will leave you. And I ask, why Maharaj? Guru Maharaj said, they are blood, Indian blood, Mauritius and Malaysian, their blood is Indian. And Indian blood knows how to respect his Guru. Anything Guru can do, they will respect. That is their nature of India. Guru is supreme, they know. And Guru is faulty, they not will see that. The Guru is faulty. And that is their nature, blood nature. But Western people, they come in the Krishna line of Krishna consciousness. But their blood is free blood. And freedom, they have got by generation. Freely they grown, then they have maybe some separate choice. Today they chosen this, and next day they will choose choice another thing. That possibility in their blood. This way Guru Maharaj explained that. They blindly follow, it is very difficult. But if anybody will do that, that is very good. If Guru is perfect, then blindly follow to the Guru, that is Vaishnavism, real Vaishnavism, blindly follow. If Guru will say, this story also you know, maybe you read it, the one rope is fall down. Guru said, oh, it is I am looking rope. And Shisho must will say, see, that is rope. And if Guru will say, oh, no, I am thinking it is snake, Shishu immediately will see that is snake. That type of blindness necessary in the Krishna, line of Krishna consciousness. But it is not so easy to think. Only we, with our intelligence, we can think it. Jay, it is possible. Maybe I am right, but what Guru said, that is right in the way of Krishna consciousness. But that type of faith is very rare. Actually, we can honor it, but believing is very difficult. And a rope is snake, and snake is rope. Believing, it is very difficult. Anyway, this is the Krishna consciousness life. Only here, look at the Guru must be perfect. And if it is, then we can run under guidance of Guru, no problem will come to us. A committee for the government and committee for a special qualified person. That is, he has special qualification. And everybody do not know that, to how to make it. But he can make a watch. Make a watch. He has qualification, he can make a watch. But everybody is not that. Somebody has qualification making radio. He can make radio. Everybody cannot do that. Then all-rounder is very good, if not that. Some special qualification who have, we together will try to give enthusiasm to him. Not discouragement, we must try to give encouragement to him. Who can write, he must will write. And he have writing capacity. And if it is sanctioned by the Acharya, yes, his writing is very nice and he knows some some Shastra, etc. Then we shall all give some encouragement, Prabhu will do, Prabhu will do that, like that. Our committee is not for discouragement. Committee is good and committee is necessary. That is the world situation going under committee everywhere. And without committee, we cannot proceed. That is the all country rule is like that. Property is possible under guidance as one man, under guidance. But that will be taxable. You not will get charity number. Charity number? It is charity number.
Charity status.
And government will make tax. If I have so much wealth, in future, like ISKCON, they have so much wealth. But they will be taxable, if not they are that running under one committee. And for that committee is necessary for all country. Then committee is very good, but we not will lose our temperament, that is devotion. And each other we are friend and brother. We must, first we are friend, then we are brother. Friendly, all what we must do, try to do. And who have capacity to do, we must depend upon him. And right away, our all work will run. Then, maybe I am not same with him, but if he have that capacity, I must give some encouragement to him, not to discourage him. And this is Guru Maharaj's wills, and that way running India, mot is Krishna Sangha. And up to date, I can say, in the 2 years I have no meeting. Not happy. 2 years, no meeting. Then one day I shall be seated with my lawyer. He is one of the members. And he will make 2-3 meetings every year. Then 6 meetings he will do in the paper.
Yeah.
Then somebody will write it. Then one day we shall give to Tirtha Maharaj, go man to man. We have 9 maybe. Go man to man and read in front of him and he will sign. And this way our Krishna Anushilan Sangha coming from 1983. Yearly it's I am doing, but this time I was very busy and not have time. And when I come here, Chaitanya Sarasvati Math meeting, I finished in paper. All meeting I finished and I hear. That is, it is very essential, Chaitanya Sarasvati Math, head, main mode. Then there are all rules and regulations must be perfect, otherwise someone can disturb that. And I make all paperworks, then I give him for signature. And they sign. That is our committee run, that way. And all mission like that only, I do not know the rules of ISKCON. But in the time of Prabhupada, ISKCON rule, that's also always Prabhupada cancelling. We have. The GBC, then Janardhan Maharaj was GBC, from him and from Bhavananda and from Tamal Krishna. I heard. Yeah, many times the GBC took decision and they gone to the Prabhupada, and after hearing Prabhupada thinking it is not spirit of devotion. There is no spirit of devotion. It is only fighting spirit. He cancelled the whole GBC meeting. Then told again to go. And he do that. And this way gone. Oh, what? Then what is the goal of GBC meeting? Goal is that devotional mood, each other with friendly, they will try to cross it. If not that, different opinion may have, but it must be mood with devotional. Devotional mood, it must be. Our here in Australia, actually we are together for attracted by Guru Maharaj's conception. We are all attracted by Guru Maharaj's conception and his will we will to fulfill. And it is true, if we can make here one good community preaching center, then we all will get some job under guidance of our master. And we happily can do something for our Guru Maharaj. And for that, what is necessary, it we will do. That is our intention. How much capacity we have, we do not know that, actually. How many days we are meeting, actually myself. I do not know who is in the meeting and who can do how much. But I know you all as my friend, and I know you have much respect for Guru Maharaj, and myself also have some, for myself you have some affection. And not only affection, full affection. I am seeing that, I am looking in. Then it is my expectation, we will be successful in Australia. We can preach the name, fame of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as under guidance of our Srila Guru Maharaj, which is conception. And this way we want to proceed. And in future may come many new disciples in our sampradaya. And we shall give chance to them. And they can happily serve, but we not will lose our mood of devotion. Mood of devotion, everybody, each other will respect. And there is some seniority, juniority also. And that way we shall try to give respect to each other. And we shall follow the line of Guru Maharaj and his conception. This is our committee. Existence. Then you are all present here. You decide what will be good and who can do some seva. You give some encouragement to him and that will be good. As Madhura Krishna Prabhu. I have seen Madhura Krishna Prabhu's have writing capacity. And some book he has done. That's also very, what book? Absolute? Harmony. Very good. I do not know English, but Maharaj read this book and I gave that book to others. And they told, yes, it is very good. Then we can expect from Madhura Krishna Prabhu, he can write and preach. That way, he has some capacity. And now Kalyan Kalpataru come out. And first copy we have seen, that is in the line of Krishna consciousness under guidance of Guru Maharaj, it is running very well. And next copy, there is one article. It is very good, no doubt. And for the general people, it is not necessary. That I told to Madhava Krishna Prabhu. And happily he accepted that. Yes, Maharaj, I have no idea before. Now I understand. Then what is deficiency? He will correct immediately. And he has writing capacity. We can give encouragement to him. Yes, Prabhu, you do that. We have making capacity, building, etc. We shall give encouragement. Yes, you do that. And this way we are running in India. I know you're digging. This is also one vital important point. I know digging in the other land, adjoining land, some municipal land. And I told many times to Purnananda, don't dig in the municipal land. When you will dig, dig in our land, not to municipal land. But now I heard from Purnananda, he have done the digging in municipal land. I told many times not to do, I do not want to go against municipality and do not want to quarrel with municipality. But he not listening. He is thinking it will be good if I do dig in municipality land. That is, I have no place to dig there. And I told not necessary to dig. Actually, you can make one big tank and municipality water will come there in the tank. Tank will be full and you give one machine, it will go up. Three-story building we make there, then it will go up by machine. Motor pump. And sufficient water you will get from municipality, then not necessary to dig. But he not listened yet. And he have done digging and municipal land. Then I told you have done, you will suffer what I said. He is thinking we will be benefited. But if in future municipality will claim that and give you punishment, you cannot say anything. That is, it is his land. But he not listen from me. He is thinking he knows better than me. And he have done it. And simply I do not want to quarrel with municipality. That is, many quarrels I have done before. Many rule I break for this service. But it is unnecessarily quarrel with municipality, I do not want that. But he have strength of mind, he is thinking he will get benefit, and he have done it. And what I have done, that is my point. Then I sanction. I know it is illegal, and he have done illegal. He not listened to me, but for his encouragement, only for encouragement to him, I told him, yes, what you have done, if bad result not will come, it is very good. And if good result will come, that's, we will be happy. But bad will come, that's also very good, we shall share it. You also will get some difficulty, I shall also get something.
Share responsibility.
Share that responsibility. We shall share that responsibility. And this way I agreed with him. But it is, I told him this time, it is not my will, but you have done it already. I am giving sanction. It's okay. You have done. In future anything bad will come. Finally it will come to me. I know. That is difficulty for me. But I am not master of all. Krishna is master of all. I believe it. Then I object, given objection, but he have done. Then I am thinking Krishna will say in future, now I do not want to quarrel with Poonama. Why you have done? I am the president, I am this, I am Acharya. Not I. Through your activity I have got much seva. Maybe one fault, that's also I will take in my pocket. No problem. This way I am tolerating everybody. They want to sell our Koikali mart, especially Tirtha Maharaj. Wants to sell. And always he is telling what he, when he is looking me, seeing me, he always telling me what you do, Maharaj, Koikali mart, we cannot run Koikali mart. But there is 30 devotees. Indian devotee cannot help too much, but they are helping time to time there. And they want to stop and wants to run this mart, the Dhamnam mart. And this time I told Tirtha Maharaj, Maharaj, if you have to do some thing, capacity, with Poonama you try to do here in Dhamnam mart, and you forget Koikali. You can depend upon me, Koikali. I consider it is one garden of mart. It is not a mart. In future, I shall consider it is garden of Mahaprabhu, then you have no problem. There is ditti, I shall take ditti to your mart. That is Dhamnampal. I shall take ditti from Koikali to your mart. And I shall consider that property as garden of Mahaprabhu. Then you have no problem. You do hear something. I want to see. But I shall not sell. Guru Maharaj told, I am buyer, I am buying. I am not selling. I shall not sell. After me you will sell as you like with governing what you can do. But now I shall not sell. Then now he tried to do something in Dhammapada. Here is, I want to tell it, everybody has capacity to do something. And cooperatively, affectionately, and regardful way, giving honor to others, this is our principle, main principle, we shall give encouragement who have some quality or qualification.
All right.
Yes.
From the other side, just 1 minute, it is now 20 minutes past 6. I think, Sagama, we still have our public program. I mustn't forget my job, I still have to organize a tour. The public program is on.
I can go.
If I can arrange for you to go, and you can continue to talk with Maharaj, and she'll get one driver now.
Better right now?
Huh?
I'll go to the program?
Yes, Maharaj.
People are waiting now.
I'm just taking my permission.
Yes,
I'm ready.
You can continue to get.
I'm ready.
And that is, you can say, I am
really
sick. It is not lie.
I'm worried about that.
And here is very important meeting of ABC. Then
if you use that heater, Maharaj, if you use that heater on a low speed, the heater.
Yes, yes, Maharaj.
Please.
Yes, yes. I shall use it, Maharaj.
only request.
Yes. Now, Rasadhi. Rasadhi.
But don't go. Okay. I'm only going to speak.
তুমি ওই হিটারটা চালিয়ে দাও দেখি ওই সাগর মাঝে হিটার তুমি চালাতে জানো দেখা দেখো কিছু নাই ওই বুড়িওয়াল্লামকে বলো ও চালিয়ে
দাও
Prabhu, you can come if follow.
Did you ask Maharaj what you wanted to tell Maharaj?
We
may have to, we may make arrangement to meet again, because we have maybe 20 minutes and Maharaj must go to the gathering. There are many things everybody want to ask you, but other things that have got something to do with the committee. Yes, Prabhu.
Is this your wish, Maharaj, as it is now, the committee?
Yes. Committee is good.
No need for change.
Not bad. Committee is good, but committee must be together, brotherly, and what is it?
Friendly.
Affectionately, friendly, brotherly, affectionately. We will try to proceed. Ashtashakti. We know Ashtashakti. Ashtashakti. Why?
You want trouble? You ready?
It is one shakti sufficient. But why there is Ashtashakti? That is one kind of committee. In the Golok Vrindavan, there is Ashtashakti means everybody has special qualification.
Share the Lord.
And there, the chairman is Lalita Devi. See, his chairman, everybody giving respect to Lalita Devi, not breaking his honor, always honorful. And even Radharani, she is giving honor to the chairman, Lalita Devi. She is listening from Lalita Devi. Sometimes she is fearful to Lalita Devi. You know that. Affairs. And Krishna very much fearful, no doubt. Krishna always looking first what thinking Lalita. That is. But he is the supreme personality of Godhead. But where pastimes going, there some committee must be. That's also not bad, but all committee will follow the one thing, that is service to Krishna. And our committee like that. Committee is very good. Some service chance, where you will get some service chance. A special service chance. And unnecessarily, not even interfere.
Interfere with?
With his service.
Other persons.
Other service, unnecessarily, not necessarily interfere.